But the truth is they're not really investors, you know, from the standpoint of what we teach, where we teach people to be more passive investors.
When people call themselves real estate investor, I mean, in the parallel universe of what it actually is, it's like, you're really just a job. That's what you have. You're not an investor or a business owner. Couples or spouses have those money issues and money fights. It's like, usually they just don't know how to talk about money together or have these types of conversations. And you're not going to enjoy your life if you're constantly stressed, underwater, never paying yourself what you need, having a spouse that's like, why did you jump into this? You know, that type of stuff.
Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old, but he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to this show that's for you, those that work so hard for your money, and you're now ready for your money to start working harder for you today. You want that freedom. You want the cash flow right now, not 30 or 40 billion years from now, but you want it today so you can live that life that you love with those that you love. But I know it's so much more to you than just about living a rich life. You don't want to just get rich. You want to be able to really bless the lives of those around you, because as you're blessed financially, you now have a greater capacity to create a ripple effect and bless the lives of those around you. Thank you for tuning in today, guys. Thank you for being a part of this show. As a reminder, if you haven't done so already, go to moneyripples.com. Check out, we got a passive income calculator that can show you pretty accurately how much passive income you could create in the next 12 months if you start investing today. So check that out. See what your number is for you.
Hey, how amazing would it be if you could create monthly cash flow, passive income, from making at least double-digit returns on your money? And get this, it's only $1,000 or more that you need to invest. Guys, that's exactly what Secured Investment Corp does. They actually do short-term lending to real estate investors that's backed by real estate that you can actually earn double-digit returns on. That means 10% or better. It's also IRA friendly, and you can even reinvest those monthly distributions to create compound interest on your money too. So guys, if you want to learn more about that, go check out Secured Investment Corp. .com. That's Secured, S-E-C-U-R-E-D, investmentcorp.com.
All right, guys. So I'm bringing back today a special guest. I've got David Richter here. David, if you remember him, now maybe you haven't gone that far back in our podcast. I know some of you guys are, there's always new ones of you joining. But one of the coolest things about him is that he actually does profit first for real estate investors. He actually wrote the book with Mike Michalowicz in helping people do that. Not to mention, he's been an active real estate investor, done many, many deals himself. He gets it. He's been his own boots on the ground, his own laboratory experiment. Now he's also doing it for people today, helping them kind of be, you know, really create this own CFO for real estate investors and really supporting them so that you can track your numbers. Which, guys, I know you've heard me say this on a show so many times. It's one of the first steps you've got to do is be a wise steward of your money. You got to track your money. You want freedom, there's got to be responsibility. And that responsibility requires stewardship of your money. And that's exactly what we're going to talk to David about today. So, David, welcome back.
Thanks, Chris. Happy to be here.
Yeah, man. So give us a little bit of background for those people that are new. Tell us a little bit about your backstory.
Yeah, so I got into the real estate world, real estate investing in 2012 after reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad. That was my gateway drug into there. And then bought my first house and then never turned back. I started working with a company where we were doing, at our highest point, about 25 deals a month. And nice. That's where I also realized too, and the many seats I sat in, one was the finance seat near the end. And even though we were doing 25 deals a month, we were spending about 26 worth of deals out the door. So you make a million, spend 1.1 to get there. That's not good. So learned that very quickly. And through that and going to mastermind events and going to meetups and all that stuff, I realized it wasn't just us, that a lot of people are out there making money, but feeling broke, just like we were. And that took me on my own journey, my own money journey of really diving in with some other businesses and just seeing, okay, what's going on here? That's where, through a series of events, started working with another investor, helped him get everything in order, like with the finances. It was a mess too. And that's what took me on the road of like, if I can help people like him, because he came back later and said, this has been life changing. And all I really showed him was how much was coming in, going out, and like what he got to actually keep from the business. It was nothing super complicated, but that's where a lot of people just don't have that, the fundamentals of finance in their business, because they're running, gunning it, the A-type entrepreneur. So that's where I felt like that was my calling, and to like go in and help people just get a basic understanding where their numbers are. That's what led me down even the profit first book path of reading that book. A mentor told me to read it, read it in one night, and was like, this is a great framework for the entrepreneur. So then started implementing that system with people I was working with, and then went to Mike a year later and was like, I need to write a book for the real estate community, because I've been heavily involved in that. And I think that this framework could work specifically for them too. So that's what got me into writing Profit First for Real Estate Investing. But that's a high level journey of where we are today, where I actually help people implement Profit First, but they, like you said, take on more of a part-time chief financial officer role, financial leader role in their business, and help them get those fundamentals and get really good at them.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, I remember Profit First, like even though I was teaching money, right? I remember that just shifted my perspective in such a amazing way back in 2015, because I sort of realized, wait a minute, I'm just taking whatever the scraps are left over for my business. Why don't I plan on paying myself first, figuring out what my revenue is, and then figure out how much I actually have to spend. I can actually kind of budget that out, you know? And it was a big epiphany for me. And I know you're doing that with real estate investors now. And I know you've seen this too. The last 2 years have been brutal in the real estate game, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. That's for sure. And that's go ahead.
You're probably going to answer the very question I'm going to ask you. So no, go ahead.
Well, all I was going to say is that's what attracted me to Profit First, was if people can just get a handle of their finances where they know where the money's going, because so many people make the dollar and they don't know what to do with it. They don't know how to reinvest and how to give it a be intentional. And that's where it doesn't matter if the market's going up or down, interest rates are going up or down. Like if you are good at managing the dollars that come in, like you can weather those any type of financial storm that comes up. Where we had clients during COVID, where those first few months, you really didn't know that it was going to take off to the stratosphere, you know, in the real estate world. But, you know, the people that had reserves were able to say, okay, what do I need to do now? What does the world look like in real estate over these next few months? And thankfully, the ones that were able to have, you know, had cash reserves and could stayed in and made a lot more money. And it's like over the last couple of years too, it's even though it's slowed down, the people that have a system and really know that, okay, I could switch to a different deal type or a different type of marketing method to go out there, you know, because the seller responsiveness isn't the same that it was. They actually know what they need to pivot to in order to bring in what they need, because they know what they need to make the margin or the net profit that they want to, and the cash actually in their pocket. It just gives them that perspective. So that's why I was like, that's why I'm such a big fan of this, because it's just so, I felt like it was such a, like you said, such a great shift in perspective and a great first step for entrepreneurs that don't know anything about finances or managing cash or where should it go, to give them just like, here's the 1, 2, 3, what do I do when a dollar comes in? And that's what drove me to it as an entrepreneur.
That's being very intentional.
I know. I love that word.
Yeah. I love referring to those reserves, like you're talking about, as like abundance insurance.
Yeah.
Cause what you're talking about right there is it bought them time, right? It buys you that time. You can relax. You have to scramble, just like you're a chicken with your head cut off, hoping that you're going to make it work. And then usually you go broke in the process.
Exactly. 100%.
What did you observe? Like, what were some of the big issues you saw? I mean, maybe not with your clients, because you might have got them better prepared, but what were some of the big things you saw? Was it lack of capital? Was it just because they weren't tracking numbers, or was it all the above? What was really the thing that you say from 2022 and 2023, especially, that really affected real estate investors the most?
Probably their own identity. If they identified as real estate investor versus business owner, the real estate investors got hit harder than the ones that had the mentality that I'm a business owner. Because if you're a real estate investor, you just go with whatever the market's doing and you ride that market. Whereas a business owner, you build a healthy business. You build, you know, a battleship. Like, you're building it for in the good times and in the bad times to withstand whatever might come down the pipeline. So that's where you really saw it, where the people who didn't, it was like, oh man, you know, like they're trying to pivot, but it's just like you said, they look like the chicken with their head cut off, just running around deal to deal. What am I going to do? What if this deal doesn't close? Versus the people that say, okay, I've got a good reserve. I've got that abundance insurance. Like I've bought myself time here to make a better decision and ask myself better questions. Because business owners ask the right questions. Where if you identify as whatever your niche is, it's like sometimes we only pocket ourselves into that niche and the questions around it versus what would a business owner do? What if I was on the outside looking in and wanted to make a decision about this business as a whole and not just as a real estate deal? So I would say more than anything, it's that identity that they have, and the ones that have business owner survive a lot longer and usually come out on the other side a lot stronger and with more capital and all the other things that you were talking about.
And a lot of the people you work with are, I would guess, you know, flippers, wholesalers, maybe some property managers. Is that correct?
Yes, we work with a lot of them. We've branched out now just because the people we work with are people who make money but feel broke, you know, so it's like that covers a wide array of people in different industries. But I started for sure, like probably 70% of our client base now at this point is still real estate investors as they see themselves wholesalers or flippers or landlords or, you know, buy and hold for the long term.
Yeah. And I love what you say, because it really is. That's one thing I've said on the show several times, is that, you know, people that often will go on Instagram or TikTok and they'll say that they're, you know, you could take $100 and make $1 million, you know, and they're right. Investors. But the truth is, they're not really investors, you know, from the standpoint of what we teach, where we teach people to be more passive investors.
Yeah.
And we have a wide variety of people that could be W-2 employees, they could be business owners in a variety of businesses, right? Some are active investors too. But the vast majority of people don't want to be an active investor, which I say is not being really an investor, you're being a business owner. Right?
Right.
If you're a wholesaler or flipper, you are a business owner, not so much an investor.
When people call themselves real estate investor, I mean, in the parallel universe of what it actually is, it's like, you're really just a job. That's what you have. You're not an investor or a business owner. Like, you're running deal to deal, and you're just, you know, if that flip doesn't close, you don't know what's going to happen, or if you're wholesaling or whatever. Now, if you get on the passive side, you're already closer to that investor role. But I will say, a lot of investors that even invest passively need to understand that they need to take a little bit of the active business side to manage it like a business. So if you buy from a turnkey provider, how do you manage that turnkey provider? How do you hold your property manager accountable if you're not getting the rents that you thought, or you're not getting, you know, whatever it is? It's like, there still has to be some form of that, you know, even on the passive side. And I feel like if we just named it what it really was, like, not a real estate investor, you've got a real estate job, you know, and it's like, that's what we don't want. We want you to be business owner. We want you to build the systems and know marketing, sales, operations, and finance, like being tight on all those areas. And then honestly, if you've built a great income, you should use that income to go buy, like you said, the passive income out there and become a true investor, where you can buy those properties, you can hold it for the long term, you can invest in the different types of things that you want to invest in and become a true investor, because now that money you're generating from the business is now generating more dollars, which is really what investing is. And that's, I think it's like that terminology. We just, it's so flippant, you know, and used so widely out there. It's like, well, no, you really have a job and you want to build a business that creates investments for you.
That's right. Yeah, it's stewardship still, right? You still have
exactly.
to manage it,
100%.
You have to watch it. Because whatever you ignore is going to leave, right? You know, you ignore your teeth, they'll leave. You ignore your spouse, they'll leave. I mean, anything you ignore leaves you. So don't ignore your money.
That's
don't
really
ignore
good.
That business, even if that business is being a passive investor.
Yeah, 100%. That's really good. A great way to put it.
What are you seeing like is like the number one, you mentioned a lot of the people you work with in the business in general, even they feel they make good money, but they feel broke. What do you see as some of the main, maybe 1, 2, 3 points of areas that you find which is causing that to happen in their life?
Well, number one, why do they feel broke? They have never been taught just the basics of finances, like how in a business do I manage the cash that's coming in? How am I intentional with every dollar? I feel like a lot of people too, they equate that since they haven't been taught anything, they also think that knowledge gap is huge, because the people that do know are bookkeepers, CPAs, accountants, you know, CFOs, like people that have these scary titles that the entrepreneur wants nothing to do with. You know, I do not want to become the financial expert guru, you know, bookkeeper person. And that's where a lot of people are broke, because they don't think, they think that knowledge gap is so wide. So that's where why I latched on to Profit First, because like one of the counteracts to that is having a system like Profit First, which teaches you what to do with your money when it comes in. Like we had mentioned here, it's being intentional with every dollar. It's built on the envelope method. So you literally set up physical bank accounts and you put dollars in there from all the deals you do or all the sales you do. So you can see very clearly as an entrepreneur where your money's sectioned off to. And that's where if people would just get that first step, like that would help so much, just to give them a fighting chance of not being broke, of having a system when the dollars come in. I think that's what was so impactful for me when I first read it was that, wow, even though I totally look like the accountant bookkeeper, but my background is totally real estate investing. It's not the numbers. I didn't go to school for that or anything. So when I read Profit First the first time, I'm like, this makes sense. Like what Robert Kiyosaki says, like pay yourself first, or the richest man in Babylon, a portion of all you have is yours to keep, or the seven habits, put first things first. Like this was a system to put that together. So I would say number one, it's that knowledge gap and not being trained or taught. The second one that keep people broke is just having one big bank account and they manage their whole finances around one big bank account. It's like, we got to really take a step back and see like with the Profit First system and put some more accounts in there to see where your money is versus the IRS versus for payroll and marketing, you know, and really getting to where we have general categories and then profit too. Like you should have a profit account so you can have fun with your money. Like, why did you start your business? So that's another big one is just having one big bank account. I would say if I'm doing that 3 points here, the third one, because I go back and forth on this one, I would say it's not having repeatable habits in the business that keep you wealthy. So it's like, it's one thing to set up a system like that, but then what are you doing consistently with it? Because, okay, let's say you're a fix and flipper. Did you set up operations in your business with systems? Like, do you have a contractor that you use? Do you have certain SKUs if you're doing like high volume? If you're doing low volume, do you know like who you go to and what their process is, you know, for fixing that property? And like, do you put a budget and a timeline together and, you know, scope of work? Well, just think about that with your money. If you set up a system for it, but then you don't actually run it. It's like you give the contractor a scope of work, but then you never check to see if the contractor's doing the work, you know, and then it sits there for 2 months and you're out all that money and all that time. Well, it's the same thing with your money. Like you said, perfect example of what you said of if I don't watch my money, it'll go away. Like if what I don't focus on, you know, is going to go out the back door. So that's where with the money, I would say you have to have repeatable systems. And that's where if you set it up and you go down the Profit First route, there's simple things you could do weekly, monthly, and quarterly. Like weekly, you transfer the money throughout those accounts. So you keep the money flowing and knowing that you can still pay payroll, but then also pay yourself. Monthly, you review what came in, what went out. If you've got a system like that, it's very easy to see what came into the business, what went out, what do I get to keep? And then on a quarterly basis, you take the money and actually have fun with it on a take it from profit and actually why, and ask yourself some deep questions. Like, why did I start this business? Why did I start it? Was it for time freedom, money freedom? What does that really mean to me? Time with family? Does that mean I go out and hire an employee that can take over something that I'm doing that's just taking a lot of my time? It's like now you get to ask yourself better questions and use that profit account for the things you really want. Or is it a vacation like across the world? I don't care what it is from profit. It's just using it for why you got into it. And I think that also helps. You probably run into this, Chris, a lot when couples or spouses have those money issues and money fights. It's like usually they just don't know how to talk about money together or have these types of conversations and there's no system around it. But if you're like, hey, I've got a profit account and they keep telling me, why'd you get into this entrepreneurial game or why'd you get into real estate? If you say, hey, on a quarterly basis, we get to sit down and talk about what fun we get to have with this money together. That might change your whole perspective and their whole perspective. So it's like just all these little things that add up that if you want to be wealthy, you have to make it also enjoyable along the journey as well too. And you're not going to enjoy your life if you're constantly stressed, underwater, never paying yourself what you need, having a spouse that's like, why did you jump into this? You know, that type of stuff. So it's like if you take some of those first steps there, I mean, it can help you get out of that rat race.
So I can already hear there's people saying, I mean, this sounds great, David, but I'm going to be honest. It still sounds complex to me. It still sounds like it's hard, right? How do you help support business owners this way?
Yeah, that's why I I created the business I did because I didn't want to just be another bookkeeping accounting company out there. And with the unique perspective of never being a bookkeeper or accountant, I was like, I want to take a more coach type role in the business, more like a financial coach of just where the money's going. So that's where we labeled it Simple CFO, because literally, if you've heard of that, CFO, usually people think ivory tower, big business, white collar, you know, it's out there. It's like Amazon has a team of CFOs, you know, or whatever. It's like, that's where, for a small business, I wanted to bring that type of leadership down to wherever you are on your journey as an entrepreneur, to give that financial leadership and direction. And honestly, a lot of the fundamentals, teaching, it's the teaching and coaching of the entrepreneur of, okay, this is how we implement profit first. This is how we're going to help you give every dollar a name. This is how to read the profit and loss, how to read the balance sheet. And some people are like, oh, I already know how to do that. But some people out there, they don't know how to do that, but they're scared to ask too, because they think they should know. I'll never forget when I first looked at someone said the words P&L. I was like, what's the N stand for? Like P&L. I'm like, and they said, no, that's like an and symbol, right? I was like, what is that? And they're like, no, it's profit and loss. That's an and, not an N in the middle. I was like, oh my gosh. But it's like, that's where some people come to us and they're just like, I have no idea what's going on. I have no idea what's happening. And a lot of people come like that because money is emotional. Money stirs up a lot of things within us. We also think we should be smarter at money than we are. But like, we haven't been trained on a lot of this. So we put a leader on the team and to fight alongside with you in the trenches and to make you a savvier business owner. What we're really trying to do is get them to go from, you know, job to business owner and investor, like just that mentality and mindset. Because once you get a hold of the finances, your identity shifts. It really does, because so many people just lack that knowledge to be able to get even those fundamentals inside their business. So that's what we do. We make sure you also have the right bookkeepers and CPA team. Like, you still have to know your numbers from that perspective. It's just, we take that CFO hat off of you and we manage those people. We implement profit first. We implement a dashboard so you can see. We, like I said, it's a GPS. We install a GPS where a lot of bookkeepers, CPAs are rear view mirror facing. It's like, we want to make sure you know where you're going. Like, you said your goal was this. Are your financial decisions equating to this? So that's what we do to help people, because like you said, if they feel like overwhelmed or whatever, this is the first time they've ever heard anything like this. I get that all the time. Like, where was this before? Like, just, this sounds, you know, it sounds simple, but I need help. Like, can someone hold my hand? Because I'm scared of the money, or I'm scared of the finances, or I need help with that. That's where we come into play.
Now, if somebody wanted to reach out to you, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah. SimpleCFO.com is the home website. If you don't mind, I can send them to simplecfo.com/gift, and they can get the audiobook and ebook of Profit First. If you want the print book, it's on Amazon, but I can at least give you that pretty easily. So if you're like, hey, I'm in the real estate world, and even not, it just gives the principles of Profit First, because you might want to deep dive there. I also give a cheat sheet there too. So if you're like wanting to dive into Profit First by yourself, I might, so many people have not heard this message or don't know what this is. Like, just, I need to give you the resource so you can at least start. I want you to start and take action from here, but that's where they can go. Either one of those places will get you to where we are.
That's a huge gift. We'll be sure to put that in the show notes, because that's a big deal. That's huge.
Yeah, I appreciate
it. I guarantee
that.
There's people are like, I need to find this book. Some of them might have already been searching on Amazon while we're talking right now.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I got to go back. Now I got to go to simplecfo.com/gift to get it. So,
There you
now,
go.
Now, one question for you. So we talked about people that maybe feel overwhelmed by the money, but how about someone like me where, you know, you got a pretty simple service-based business. I know that with like wholesalers and stuff, they can be complex. You and I talked off the air where, you know, I have QuickBooks, of course, that I use, and I track that, you know, all the time, weekly at least, if not more than weekly. But then I'm also like connected with a system like Fathom. And I remember a CFO, another fractional CFO, kind of like you, told me, hey, you should check out Fathom, connect it with your QuickBooks, and you can see even more analysis. I'm like, oh, cool, more charts to look at. And now I set it up. I'm thinking, all right, well, that's cool. Now what?
Right.
Now what do I do with it? At what point do you say somebody like that, maybe they're not scared of the numbers, but at what point would they need maybe a fractional CFO, or maybe they're sitting in that seat themselves right now?
Yeah, well, that's a couple different questions there. I feel like once you need a fractional CFO is once you start having money roll in. It's starting to roll in on a regular basis. So you have someone there, And that way you're not having to manage that side anymore. That's usually not a side that entrepreneurs want to manage. You know, then the bookkeepers, you get all that stuff into play. And then you have the entrepreneurs running away like their hair's on fire. So it's like, once you have that, might be time to bring someone in. Cause like us too, we try and cater to the people that are making less and not, you know, like ivory tower out there. But then for someone like you, who's very savvy like that, we build custom dashboards that connect to their QuickBooks. Like it's called Geocon, and it's a system that is built on the back end. And we made one that works for our clients, real estate or outside, but it's really more of that forward facing projections, because a system's only as good as you use it and what it provides you. Like, okay, if I have a system like Fathom, is it providing me reports where I'll actually make a decision? Because if you set up Fathom for your business and you're like, hey, this is great, and I can make this decision from these charts, then I would say that's a win. But if you're like, I've got it set up and these are cool to look at, but I have no idea what I'm looking at, or I don't know what decisions to make from this or what the data is telling me. Even if you're super savvy, some of those, you know how it can be. Some of those back-end systems, like, what the heck is going on here? What does this mean? You know, like what is the language they're trying to use? So that's where we go in and have more of a custom setup. I like that more, where it's like, these are the things every business owner needs that are on our template, but then being able to take your numbers and put them in, because that's where it's like, okay, here's, you all need to know what's coming in, what's going out. You know, you need to know what you're keeping. So we always have that framework. But then also, like, what is your returns on investment? You know, like if you're going out there and traveling, or if you're going out there and spending a bunch of money on Facebook or whatever it might be, it's like keeping that under track. Then expense management, like, does that type of software spit out all your vendors or all of your expenses and show you, like, this is what you're spending and this is the percentage? And like, is there anything that looks off base there? So it's really getting simplified to, I can make decisions from this dashboard or from this chart or whatever, versus, ooh, this looks cool. So that's where I would say is the big difference. If you're savvy and you're already down that road, is what you're using helping you make decisions or not?
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, again, David, appreciate having you on today. We'll of course put the Simple CFO on our show notes there, so people can go do that, as well as, you know, not just visit your site, but even get that free gift, which again, thank you. So that's so generous. So
I appreciate you.
Any last final parting words for our audience today?
Profit should be a habit, especially if you run a for-profit business. Like, you created the business to use that profitability for whatever your purpose was of starting that business. Profit just unlocks more of that purpose. So if you make profit a habit versus an event, it could be something you celebrate on a daily and weekly basis versus like, I hope one day in the future we have profitability in our company. So hopefully that inspires you. Go get that, you know, sheet and just start to take action. Do one thing from here. If it's just setting up one bank account, calling it profit and transferring a little bit in there, it's like just getting the good habits.
Absolutely believe that. Yeah, profit should definitely be a habit. Guys, that's great, great advice from David there. Again, visit his website, simplecfo.com. You know, again, this only works so much as you take action. And that's one thing I love that David said, is like, let's make you take as easy action as possible so that you actually take those first steps. Because when you do that, that's when change begins. That's when you start to see the money roll in. And that's when you start to really finally able to prosper. So guys, make sure you go and make it a wonderful and prosperous week. And we'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.